Thank you, Ganesh. And dear listeners, welcome to Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. But today, Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom is on a different note. Krishnashtami is around the corner, and today we have a very, very special Krishna Bhajan offering for you. Yes, you are going to listen to a Krishna Bhajan medley. That is for about 20 minutes. But before that, let me just share with you how Bhagwan, on one occasion, said that wherever Krishna was, when he was referring to the Krishna avatar, Swami said he was always immersed in bliss. And that is the reason why he could sing even on the battlefield. The Gita is a song. And only because Krishna is an embodiment of joy, Swami said he could sing even on the battlefield. And Bhagwan says how the gopis were such simple and sincere devotees of the Lord, how they sought Krishna within themselves, how they sought Krishna behind every bush, behind every creeper, behind every sand particle, because Krishna is the only thing that fascinated them. They could not keep Krishna away from them. And Bhagwan mentioned how we should pine for the Lord. And Bhagwan narrates how Krishna would be hiding in the recesses of our heart, just like he is hiding behind every bush. And it is for us to trace him. It is for us to locate him and hold him fast. Swami says, when Krishna used to go to the house of gopis, he would run away, splitting milk and butter on the ground. And as he walks, there would be footprints marked by the milk and butter on which he has trodden. And Bhagwan says, those are the footprints for us to walk on. Those are the footprints which will lead us back to him. Even though Krishna left their homes, but he always left with his footprints to guide them. It is the same with the Lord. Once he has come into our hearts, even if we do not see him, even though he is hiding, we can always find his footprints. And Bhagwan says we have to recognize these footprints. We have to recognize these footprints in everything of beauty, in every act of goodness, in every tear of gratitude, in every sign of compassion. And we have to discover him in the bower of our own heart. That is where we would find him, filled with the fragrance of love and the light of virtue. That is the beautiful Krishna that we have to search in the recesses of our heart and look for the imprints that he has left for us. Krishna is described as Megha Shyama, as dark blue as a rain cloud. Swami says the very sight of the rain cloud is so refreshing. The very name of Krishna draws the mind away from sensory desires. Krishna pulls the mind towards himself. The mind is pulled away from everything else, because everything else is inferior, everything else is transient. When Krishna Trishna, the thirst for Krishna, is quenched, then one experiences the highest ananda. Then there is no more need, there is no more want, there is no defeat, there is no decline, there is no more urge to drink anything inferior. Because once we have tasted the bliss of Krishna, once we have experienced the sweetness of Krishna Nama and experienced the ecstasy of Krishna Bhava, everything else in comparison is tasteless. Krishna is blue. Swami says he is blue because he is deep, he is inscrutable. The eye cannot comprehend the blue in the sky or the blue in the ocean. In fact, Bhagwan says the sky actually has no color. Blue is what the eye comprehends. Similarly, Krishna has no colors, no attributes. That is why he is called as Alakha. Alakha, Niranjana is how we address the Lord. Alakha means the one who is attributeless. Niranjana is one who is blemishless, spotless, spot-free. Whatever we attributes we assign to the Lord are attributes that we can understand and comprehend, and that is why we attribute them to the Lord. But the Lord is beyond all attributes. Krishna is Purushottama. Krishna is Meghashyama. Every name of Krishna is so beautiful. And every name of Krishna, if we dive deep into the sweetness and the profundity, we would just lose ourselves in the glory, in the beauty, in the magnificence of this beautiful name, Krishna. And how many beautiful bhajans we have with this word Krishna. How many people enjoy the consciousness, the Krishna consciousness. How many people relate to Krishna in so many different beautiful ways. One of the most fascinating avatars, the most beautiful and beatific avatars of the Lord, who redefined what is dharma, what is prema. And when we look at Bhagwan, when we look at our Sai Krishna, everything that we read from Krishna Charitra comes alive. And when we sing this Krishna bhajans, when we sing bhajans adoring our Sai Rama as Sai Krishna, all those scenes come in our mind, all those memories flood our mind, all those visions just fill our heart. Because what is described in the Bhagavata, contemporaries of the avatar has seen that in this age, in these times. And today we are fortunate that we can actually relive those moments. We have pictures, we have videos, we have recollections. When once a devotee had this vision of Krishna merging into him, the next moment onwards, he was absolutely desireless. Absolutely no want or thought of anything. Krishna is beyond anything that the senses can perceive. How foolishly Bhagavan says people ascribe to Krishna various attributes, what they think Krishna is, but Krishna is beyond all these attributes that are associated with the senses. Krishna consciousness is the consciousness of the Purushottama, consciousness of the infinite cosmic being who pervades the entire universe, who pulsates in every atom of this universe, who pulsates in every cell of our being. So come, let us lose ourselves in this Krishna Bhava. Let us close our eyes. Let us picturize in our minds that beautiful form of Krishna, of Sai Krishna. The ways he plays with us, the way he sports with us, the way he smiles at us, the way he touches us, the way he transforms us, the way we pine for him, the way our hearts long for him, and the way we blossom when he touches, the way we bloom when he glances at us, the way we become one when we are with him. Come, let us lose ourselves in this Krishna Bhava, in this Krishna Trishna, in this Ananda of Krishna Nama.
Krishna 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 Madhava Mohan Shyama Gopala Madhava Mohan Shyama Gopala Murali Hari
Govinda, 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 Govin Hare Krishna.
మాధవ నారాయణ భజమన నారాయణ
శ్రీ హరి మాధవ నారాయణ భజమన నారాయణ
రాధే కృష్ణ జై శ్రీ కృష్ణ రాధే రాధే
రాధే కృష్ణ రాధే కృష్ణ జై శ్రీ కృష్ణ రాధే రాధే
శిరిడి కృష్ణ పరిధి కృష్ణ సాయి కృష్ణ రాధే రాధే
శిరిడి కృష్ణ పరిధి కృష్ణ సాయి కృష్ణ రాధే రాధే
రాధే కృష్ణ రాధే కృష్ణ జై శ్రీ
గోపాల్ 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 ಸಾಗರ ಗೋಪಾಲ
ಗೋಪಾಲ ಗೋಪಾಲ ಗೋಪಾಲ
ಗೋಪಾಲ
ಗೋವರ್ಧನ ಜಯ ಗೋಪಾಲ
ಗೋವರ್ಧನ ಜಯ ಗೋಪಾಲ
ಗೋವರ್ಧನ ಜಯ ಗೋಪಾಲ
ಗೋವರ್ಧನ ಜಯ ಗೋಪಾಲ
ಗೋವರ್ಧನ ಜಯ
ಗೋಪಾಲ ಗೋವರ್ಧನ ಜಯ ಗೋಪಾಲ
ಗೋವರ್ಧನ ಜಯ ಗೋಪಾಲ
ಚಿತ್ತ ಚೋರಾಯ ಶೋರಾ ಕೇವಾ ನವನೀತ ಚೋರ ಗೋಪಾ.
ಸೊ ದಟ್ ವಾಸ್ ಅವರ್ ನೋವೆಲ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಭಜನ್ಸ್ ಮೆಡ್ಲಿ. ಐ ಹೋಪ್ ಯು ಎಂಜಾಯ್ಡ್ ಇಟ್. ಡ್ಯೂ ಟೆಲ್ ಅಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಯು ಫೀಲ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸ್ಪೆಷಲ್ ಆಫರಿಂಗ್ to our beloved Sai Krishna. As always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. In fact, this is something that a lot of listeners also requested for. They were waiting for it, and we are so happy that we were able to offer this to Bhagwan a couple of days before the Krishna Janmashtami. And now it is time to move on to Radio Sai Children's Hour. We will have more discussion on Krishna and Bhagwan as Krishna in Outside, Inside, Deep Inside, the last segment of Thursday Live coming to you after Radio Sai Children's Hour. And today, in Outside, Inside, Deep Inside, we have for you a live conversation with Dr. Sai Giridhar, the Dean of the Department of Commerce and Management, Bhagwan's University here in Prashanthinilam. And he is someone who's had his long association with Bhagwan, more than 40 years, Bhagwan had named him and molded him and shaped him to be an instrument in his hands. And he's had lovely moments of experiencing Bhagwan as Krishna. So we'll listen to him and dwell on the beautiful, playful, mischievous, mysterious Sai Krishna in Outside, Inside, Deep Inside. For the moment, Radio Sai Children's Hour.